Back now with Day to Day. Tonight is the NBA draft. Four of the players expected to be drafted are featured in a new documentary about elite high school basketball. That movie is called Gunnin' for That Number One Spot.
I'm a self-starter. I wanted to get in the gym and work. I wanted to change myself.
Having a work ethic.
That's where I think I get my competitive edge from.
Is it talent?
There's just a certain attitude, a certain killer instinct that these high school kids have.
You are treated like a star.
He's a man child. He can do whatever he wants.
It doesn't help them grow up in a normal way.
Normal for these kids means constant scrutiny from scouts and from the media. They are showered with sponsorships from major sneaker companies. It's a lot of pressure for an adult, let alone for a teenager.
The film's director is Adam Yauch. He's best known as MCA in the group The Beastie Boys. And Adam joins me now from our New York studios. Welcome to Day to Day.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine, thanks. Well, tell us more about that relationship, companies, sneaker companies, and other corporate interests scoping out and trying to sign up high school kids.
Yeah, I mean, there's even talk that they're looking at junior high school kids because it's so valuable to them. They need to find that next Michael Jordan.
So they sign them up. What do they want in return?
Well, they can't really sign them at that age. But what they do is they kind of become like sponsored by these companies. So you become like an Adidas kid, and that means you go to the Adidas camp and you play on the Adidas team and you play in the Adidas All-Star game. And then those sneaker companies are hoping that when you go professional and you're allowed to actually accept money, because they're not allowed to accept money until they go professional because it disqualifies them, that when they do that, they'll go with that company when they actually do make that contract.
And then your film, it profiles these eight young men, and then it follows them into this basketball tournament that happens every year in Harlem at the Rucker Playground. I'm wondering if you could describe that for people who don't know about Rucker, how important that is.
Yeah, I mean, I think this tournament was amazing for a number of reasons. One of them is that the sneaker affiliations are not an issue. Most of the time when you have these All-Star games, it's based on, it's all just the Adidas, you know, All-Star game or the Nike All-Star game. And normally it's by class, like it'll just be the seniors. So to have an All-Star game that's the best players in the country, regardless of their age or their affiliation, the top high school players in the country, is amazing. And then the fact that it's taking place at Rucker Park in Harlem, people refer to it as the Mecca of basketball. It's like a place that ball players feel like they need to visit.
Talk to me about the way the movie looks, because it struck me, it was almost like you were editing the movie on a turntable, you know,
yeah.
Because you have like a lot of fast forward and then rewinds, particularly of the basketball scenes.
Yeah.
What were you trying to
achieve? I was just something. I mean, it does come from hip hop in a way. Like a lot of times when you're listening to a hip hop station and they're playing a record and they play like the beginning of the first verse and the first verse sounds really solid, and, you know, someone will say, rewind that, play that again. And they'll just kind of spin it backwards and you hear it roll back. And then they just play that verse again. And I felt that way with the basketball. Like sometimes you'd see something fly by and just be like, whoa, rewind, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we did that, kind of find different ways to explore a play that was interesting.
And some of those plays are unbelievable. I mean, when you really see what they're doing, it's balletic.
Yeah, that's what my dad said, actually, because my dad hates sports. My dad gets the New York Times delivered in the morning, opens it up, takes the sports section out, and throws it in the garbage can like it ruined his paper or something. But that's what he said, was that it almost reminded him of some kind of like dance, like the way that the guys moved.
Well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
That's Adam Yauch. He's director of the new movie Gunnin' for That Number One Spot. It's a documentary. It opens in some theaters tomorrow, and the NBA draft is today.